producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So what is it that's going on in your life right now that you need to talk with me about? Whether it's how to raise your kid or how to talk to your kid or having nothing to do with your kid whatsoever. We have about 50 minutes left together. So whatever it is that's on your mind is what interests us and will help us focus around here. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, so let's go to Facebook and see. I guess the question was alternative ways of disciplining your child. Is that how we put it up there?
Yeah, I said, how do you discipline your child and what's the best way to do it?
Okay.
Haven't gotten a whole lot of comments yet, but let's see. This one says, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, so I wasn't sure the reason the football player hit his child with the switch, but listening to your show, I now know that it was discipline for him hitting his younger brother.
It's not clear whether he hit him or just shoved him.
Right. Actually, to be honest with you, what I had read is he shoved him off some game. So, yeah. She says, seems like...
kind of like, hold that line.
Right. She says, seems like kind of a backwards way to teach your kid not to hit by hitting them. Which is what we were saying before. Yeah, exactly. Tracy here says, she kind of takes the opposite stance. She says, it teaches them, do you like to be hit? Do you know how it feels? Then why would you do it to someone else? And I've heard other people say that. What's your answer to that?
But the issue is, let me be honest with you. It's one of the things that I've always said about pica, which is a kid at two becomes very orally fixated. And so what they do is they tend to bite.
Okay.
And my response, a two-year-old is a very young creature. And so if you sort of explain to somebody, it just doesn't work. On the other hand, if you say, this is biting, this is what hurts, and you don't get to the bone, you don't draw blood, you just sort of show that doesn't feel very good. And that it's a limited kind of thing, and I think it really does give the kid the idea of what's going on. And in this particular case, I think saying to a four-year-old, would you like me to push you off, because it doesn't feel very good, and just because you're bigger than your brother doesn't mean that you can push him off. Or even saying, why did you push your brother off? I mean, something other than, I think that there is a huge disconnect between a four-year-old sort of feeling like he should push his brother off a seat because he wanted to play the game and being whipped by a switch with enough harm done that a doctor took pictures of it. I think those are significantly different events.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
And I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that the father should have ignored it. And certainly a better way of doing this is saying, I'll tell you what, if you're going to push your brother, you can't play on that machine for the next 3 hours or something.
Right.
That if your brother is playing when you want to play, what you can say is you can bribe him because he loves you dearly. He'll do anything you want. But you can't shove him. And if you shove him, then you can't play on it. He gets to play on it. Because the point is, saying to a kid, well, it hurts to shove, and then sort of upping the ante, I mean, it seems to me that there is a huge disconnect about the punishment fitting the crime, and it doesn't fit at all. That a four-year-old pushing a two-year-old is not okay. Certainly not uncommon, but not okay. But having a large father smack him with a switch, where's the connect there? Where is the, this hurts? I mean, the four-year-old didn't hit his brother with a stick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when people say to me that they had an internet affair, and I'm saying, what does that mean? They typed. If you equate an affair where body fluids are exchanged and typing, what's going to stop somebody from hitting a motel? If in fact the penalty is exactly the same for both, why not do the bigger one? If you're going to get smacked with a a switch for being aggressive to your brother, why not take a frying pan to his head? I mean, because that's going to be the logic sooner or later. If I'm going to be punished for minor things, why not do something major?
Right.
And certainly, I mean, we know that sibling rivalry is a real event. I mean, it's from biblical times. You know, Cain and Abel. You know, Esau and Jacob. I mean, we know that. It's not unusual. If it's in the Bible, it's literally as old as human history. But there are better ways of dealing with it than smacking somebody or selling somebody into slavery for that matter. Or slaying somebody. I mean, there are better ways of dealing with it. And hopefully, as a species, we're trying to be a little bit more enlightened than that. Okay.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, that's the goal, right, is to kind of move, you know, like we were talking about yesterday, a lot of people have said, well, this happened to me, but, you know, this still doesn't make it right.
No,
we're,
it
we're
doesn't.
Trying to move on
and
from that.
All I learned from being hit was that, and I would, you know, my response to it, which I'm not sure speaks greatly to me, is that I would laugh because I figured I'm not going to give whomever's smacking me the pleasure of knowing that I was hurt. Satisfaction, yeah. And it was, so it didn't, you know, I mean, all it, and of course the parent would get madder and madder. So.
Yeah, it's like a vicious cycle, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't get you any place.
Yep. All right, so let's see. We also have, okay, well, I'm hoping that Pietro is being silly here, but he says a long, sturdy switch. And who knows, maybe he...
Well, maybe he's not.
Yeah, maybe he's not, and I hope he is, but, I'm, you know, I guess obviously we found out that a lot of people do use that
Well,
that
I mean,
method.
my thing is always that you don't... You know, that you don't hit with anything in your hand. You know, that's just part of the rule. That, you know, that kids, you don't throw things because you can't control them after it, you know, it leaves your hand, and you don't hit with anything in your hand. I mean, that was certainly the restriction in our family, and there were lots of us. And, I mean, one of the problems about being the older is if you hit a younger kid, I mean, they could do whatever they want. If you slugged them back, you were in serious trouble. Because, and the explanation was, you're older, you should be wiser, you should have better ways of dealing with it. Probably, but, you know, I'm a kid. So.
Right.
Oh, no.
Maybe we should have Barbara weigh in. She wants to talk about this subject here.
Fair enough. All right, 855. Oops, I just lost. I can't find her. Wait a minute. I will get her there. Wait just a second.
All right.
My computer said, Barbara, where are you? But I'm getting her back.
Okay.
Barbara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Okay, I've been listening to you try to find me. First of all, I hope the two of you get better very soon. And maybe it's been the move and all the stress that Scott thinks is going.
Yeah, thanks, Barb. You're kind of emotional chicken soup.
yeah, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to send it your way. Indeed.
Thank you.
To get a good night's rest, and I'm sure you'll feel better tomorrow.
I think you're right.
I just have a couple of things about this punishment issue. I'm a retired attorney and a retired social worker, and every so often those two careers would collide with something in the family court system. And the one thing that I am not at all and will never be a proponent of any form of corporal punishment, and here's the reason why. I often found after the facts finally came out, and it took a long time, I don't still think we know everything about the situation in Texas. There's a lot more to that story. But when you finally get all the facts to come out, what we seem to learn was that too much of this corporal punishment or even yelling, which I think is emotionally abusing to children, it's done when a parent is angry.
Yep.
And I used to speak to my clients or both sides, because the judge might have me address them, and say, hey, folks, number one, I wish you would stop the corporal punishment because there are so many better and more
Barbara, let me stop you just at this moment because we need to take a break, and let's come back and pick it up with there are so much better ways to do it and the issue about anger, because I think they're both incredibly relevant. 855-99-DR-JOY. Back with Barbara in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm here to help and here also to discuss and the issue about the latest issue, Adrian Peterson, and hitting his 4-year-old with a switch. to the extent that ended up going to the doctor and having pictures taken. It's the latest in the NFL. You know, how do we convince these guys to be aggressive on the field and not aggressive to their loved ones off the field? And Barbara's called, who has got an interesting job description in that she's both a lawyer and a social worker. And she's saying, basically, when parents punish their kid, that they're quite often angry, and angry people are tend to be out of control. Although my argument's always been that in some ways being cold-blooded about it is almost as awful, which is why I think corporal punishment really has no position, because when you're angry, you get the adrenaline going, and you hear people all the time saying, I didn't know my own strength. And when it comes to an adult whacking on a kid, that's a very dangerous phenomenon.
Absolutely. And can you imagine just the size of a 3-year-old and the size of a 6-foot-2 man? Just even the size difference is horrifying.
Yep.
Horrifying. Whether that's your loving daddy or not, that's a big size difference. But what I would do in the court is first tell the parents, number one, do you have a list of rules in your home so the kids know what is not allowed? At work, if you were punished for something that was not on your job description, you would have every right to fight that and say, hey, I didn't know that that was part of my duties. It's the same thing with kids. They have to know what is acceptable behavior, and they have to know then what are the consequences for disobeying, and those consequences are going to change as the child gets older. We can't have a 12-year-old in timeout, and we can't be taking away huge privileges from a 3-year-old. It doesn't make sense. I always sort of guesstimated about 18 months to 4 years of age, do the timeout 1 minute per year of age, and they may not want to sit there, and you may have to put them back sitting 20, 40 times. But trust me, when you do it once, and if it takes 3 hours, you probably won't have to do it again. They're going to get that message. Then from 5 to 18, I think taking away privileges, allowance, activities, whatever. But the most important thing is that children more and more live in two different homes. And those rules, those expectations, those consequences have to be the same in each home. So parents are going to have to put on their big girl and big boy pants and come together so that it's not Disneyland mommy and daddy hurts me and this kind of. No, it should be a clear expectation in both homes. That's only fair for the child. And most important, parents have to be consistent. If it isn't proper to take away your little sister's ball on Monday, it is not permissible on Tuesday either. When you switch back and forth, no wonder the kid is not going to know what to do, because maybe today I get to do it. No, we don't play that game.
Well, and I think kids will certainly try. Let me respond to some things you said.
Sure.
I certainly agree with the third thing, that I think a parent needs to be consistent. I'm not sure. I think, as you know, that negotiating parental discipline with partners who don't live under the same roof anymore is tricky. And so my deal has always been, I'm the one without the facial hair. This is the rules in my house. Deal with your dad about the rules in his house, you know, and I think kids get that. Kids get that they act differently in school, that different teachers will require different things of them, that one set of grandparents. So I think in the best of all possible worlds, the parents would certainly be able to negotiate. But as you know, adult discipline their kids turns out to be one of the major conflicts in a relationship. So, you know, in a perfect world, I would agree with you. I think in an imperfect world, all it has to do is, as you say, is for the kid to be aware that different rules, different places. And I love the idea of putting the rules on the refrigerator. I also, as I said, you know, having evolved a thing that that whatever, you know, that saying to a kid, especially, I mean, even really starting at 18 months, saying to a kid, you know, what did you do wrong and what do you think the appropriate punishment is? is a great insight into the kid, and then it's really moving them along that road of taking responsibility for their behavior. They tell you what they did wrong. They tell you what they think an appropriate punishment is. And every kid is going to say, well, I don't know. But the problem about parental discipline is if it's too harsh, the kid essentially just made the kid a terrorist of saying, this is not fair, and if it's not fair, it doesn't make any difference what I do. If it's too lenient, the kid can say, well, mom and dad are idiots that, you know, they let me get away with this. So I think saying to the kid, really at any age, what do you think an appropriate punishment is, will give you, and it doesn't mean you have to go along with it. I mean, when you just whacked your sister, they say, well, I think I should be able to watch 2 hours of television. You could say, no, that's not the deal. You said you want me to treat you, you know, you want me to respect you. That's not respecting me. So, but, I basically think you're right. That whole issue about anger and big people hitting little people is a really scary one. It's why, as we've talked about, it's against the law. You can go to jail for hitting your kid in Sweden with exactly the same issue, that adrenaline is a serious chemical. And when you're angry and your kid is littler than you are, and if your kid's bigger, you're running a whole different kind of gamut of risk. When your kid gets bigger than you are and you've taught them that big people hit little people, sooner or later you're very likely going to get decked. And that's not a good thing either.
No, it's not. No. I guess maybe in closing I would just say that we certainly have to discipline a child.
Yep.
Very soon after the bad behavior, so that they connect it. But sometimes mom or dad needs to take some breaths for about 15 seconds.
Well, remember our moms used to say, you know, count to 10, and I think that's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. I think there's something to that, just to get everybody calm, because that's when I think things can get very violent very fast.
Yep, I agree with you. Barbara, thanks a bunch for your call. Were you first? Were you the lawyer first and the social worker, or were you social worker first and then became the lawyer?
I was actually a lawyer first and then got the social worker degree and licensure.
You walked away from the dark side, huh? That was a little joke there.
Well, I wanted to sort of combine them.
Yep.
And I saw that so much of my law, it would have been nice to have that mental health aspect, and so I went ahead and got it.
Well, good for you. Barbara, thanks for sharing. I think you've given some people some things to think about.
Oh,
thank you, ma'am.
You're so kind. You folks get some rest and get better.
Okay, thanks for the chicken soup. Emotional chicken soup.
There you go. Thank you.
You're welcome. RJ, the site is called seniorpeoplemeet.com, but all you have to do is Google any, say, dating site for over 50. All right? So you can, there are bunches of them, but this is, either, I think there's one called Our Time. There's one called SeniorPeople.com. All righty? 855-99-DR-JOY. RJ is my 85-year-old with all of his own hair, all of his own teeth, his own car, and he could drive at night. It's going to be a catnip. 855. I know, people just want, could I have his name? Or his number? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, We can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, so I thought we'd talk partially because of Barbara's call. It's an interesting combination, isn't it? Of social work and law.
That is. Yeah, you're getting both dynamics there for sure.
Indeed. All right, so let's, since I think discipline, you know, it's one of those issues, I think the whole point is that obviously kids need boundaries and they need discipline and they need to know what's okay and what's not okay. And as you can hear, I didn't completely agree with Barbara in that the same different households should have the same rules, because I think that's just unlikely to occur when there's any kind of hostility between the parents. And even when you're living under the same roof, I think kids know I certainly did growing up. My parents were together all of my growing up, of who you would go to when you wanted one kind of answer, yep, and who you go to if you wanted the other. So I don't think there's anything unusual about that. It's just that here are my rules. You negotiate your own rules with the other parent. And I think that that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And kids get it.
Yeah, that's just it. Let's see here. We've got Paul, and I'm not sure if I'm following Paul, but he says he treats it with more light than heat. So I guess just he's saying maybe a gentler approach.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think when in doubt, you know, less is more. That and I think that that doesn't mean that you're a doormat, as you can hear. You know, with Sam, I said, you know, you're right, welcome on your forehead, and she steps on your face. Who's the bad guy? You know, that you don't have to be a patsy, that there do need to be limits set. But limits don't necessarily have to be, don't have to be physical. They don't have to be, you know, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to smack you. Because what do you think that tells the kid when, in terms of conflict resolution, or, you know, when somebody displeases them?
Right, that, I mean, you know, it tells them to fight.
Violence is okay, and it's not. Okay, keep going.
Then we have a listener who says, discipline while communicating love for the child in action, as well as in words, rather than using words or actions to communicate anger, annoyance, vengeance, apparent self-interest, or coming across as an authority figure out of control.
I agree. I think out of control is the issue here. I think you just have to be a little careful about saying, I'm only doing this because I love you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that... Right. I actually walked off. Do you remember when Geraldo had his show?
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, of all the people, Geraldo was by far and away the smartest, and I did everybody's show. He played that audience like, you know, like a Stradivarius. But at one point, he had me on, and he told me, that because I'd known him for years, and he said, I want you to come on and talk about the link between love and violence and why it's so destructive, which I thought was a really good idea. You know, because there is one. I mean, you know, smacking your kid and saying, I'm only doing this because I love you, firmly establishes in a very young mind that, that love is about hitting you. And when you talk with perpetrators of domestic violence, they will say, I'm only doing this because I love you, or I love you so much. So, I mean, that you sort of set that up really early. So I go on the show, and he has, I'm on a panel, of course, and he has... this woman come up in front of a man, and they're doing D&B, dominance and bondage. And I walked off the show. I said, when domestic violence is the number two killer of women under the age of 40, I refuse to play this, that in any way that hitting somebody is, and having safe words.
Yeah.
I mean, what you want to do in your own life, in your own sex life, is up to you. But to put it on a national show... when domestic violence is such an issue that it's giving people permission to smack somebody around, I will not be a part of it. And I walked off, which is really not considered particularly civilized behavior. But I tried to negotiate. I said, you know, I don't think this is right. And I walked off. And a police officer in the first row said, she's right. You know, that he was a cop. And he said, you know, it's the domestic violence is one of the major, first of all, cops hate it. Because they're just as likely to get hurt by whomever, by the victim, as by the perpetrator.
Probably some of their most tense situations, I would imagine. You know, I mean, whenever they're, like you say, whenever there's a love involved or, you know, strong feelings, that's where you're going to end up in the most trouble, I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd be real scared. You know, I think I'd rather go bust up a drug house if I was a cop than enter a domestic dispute, to be honest with you.
Well, and I've done it a couple of times. I've told this story before, but I'm kind of an idiot. I mean, I sort of have this notion that I really can. At one point they were teaching me self-defense. I think because they figured that I could talk anybody out of anything, and therefore it was really stupid that I was going to, you know, someone was going to come after me with a gun, and I'm saying, I don't think you really want to do this. And they said, no, maybe we should teach you some self-defense. But there was a number of cases on when I had the TV program, they literally assigned two of the security people to drag me out of the middle, because my impulse when two people are about to go at it is to get between them and say, guys, this isn't what you want to do.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not what daytime television is about, which is alarming enough in itself.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
But there was a woman, a very large woman, and this was in the village about maybe 3 years ago, at an ATM, and she was yelling at her kid, who was maybe 10, maybe not quite that old, and there was getting to be kind of a group of people around her, you know, kind of a mob, and you could tell people had their cell phones out, they were taking pictures, they were going to call the cops, and I thought, this is going to be a disaster, because if the cops come, first of all, the cops may or may not come. If this kid is taken away from his mom, foster care system is not really to be, it's not anybody's first choice. Third of all, if they don't take the kid away, that kid's going to get the daylight beat out of him when he gets home. And I could just see that it was escalating to the point that it was going to be a disaster. So Goody Two Shoes here goes up, and I stand in the woman's space. Now, she probably outweighed me by about at least a couple hundred pounds. She was that small.
Wow.
And I just said very calmly, because it wasn't even that I was trying to be a good guy. It's that you could see that this was just going to, it was going to be a mess.
Erupt. Yeah, sure.
And to sort of let that continue like that. I mean, I've also gone up to people who were smacking their kid in the store and said, why don't we just talk about this for a minute? I know that kids can. And that's basically what I did to her. I stood in her space and I said, may I help you? And she said, she just ignored me for a minute. I kept saying very calmly, may I help you? And she finally said, what do you want? And I said, you know, I think kids can be really irritating, but, you know, this is a kid and he's tired and it looks like you're having a tough day. What can I do to help you? Can I buy you a soda? You know? And she finally sort of, I mean, she wasn't thrilled with me. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, gee, you're such a nice person.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought at one point she was gonna clock me. I really did. And I thought, well, hopefully not. And she didn't. And I can move relatively quickly. I'm not a martyr. I didn't want to be clocked.
Right.
But to just talk her off the ledge. And I figure, you know, that's what part of my training is.
Yeah.
And if you can't use it at a time that actually makes some sense, why did you spend all that time in school? And why did somebody spend all that time trying to teach you this?
Yeah, good point.
And, I mean, I don't know. And I said, look, here's this phone number you can call 24/7 to get some help. Why don't we just sort of walk you over and get you guys a Coke? And she wanted anything to do with me, so which I kind of understood. I mean, I'm not sure I would have wanted to have much to do with me either, but at least it avoided what was clearly going to be a disaster. So I think all of you can do it. That you can go up to somebody who's yelling at their child. And again, I am not one of those people who equates yelling and hitting. You know, I think yelling at your kid is a nice thing to do? No, it's not. But it's different than taking a switch to somebody. You're not going to kill anybody by yelling at them. And please don't misunderstand me. I don't think yelling at a kid is a good thing to do either, because kids trust us and they love us and kids want to please you. There are better ways of doing it. And again, I think Barbara's point of, you know, an authority figure who's out of control is truly scary. And think about back to your rearing that with your parents, that hopefully your parents were wise and kind and seldom lost their temper at all. But if they didn't, they were truly scary. And, you know, admitting that you made a mistake was just not a possibility because you knew you'd get whacked. So I think we really need to rethink that whole issue of discipline and punishment and boundaries. Please don't misunderstand me. We need to have all of those things, that kids are unsocialized little animals, as were we. So that's why they're assigned adults. But I think the adults have to have more self-control than the kid. Or what is the point? You know, what are we doing except passing on the impulse and the genetic material to hurt each other? As a species, I'd like to think that we could kind of move beyond that, or at least attempt to move beyond it.
Don't you think, too, that as adults, we kind of forget getting back to what you were saying, kind of what it was like to be a child. And I think we a lot of times expect kids to be little adults.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a mistake. They're not little adults, and it takes a while. I mean, you know, that human beings have one of the longest dependency periods of any of the species, and the idea is that we teach them better than we learned. Let's hear it for Chris Carter. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Let us finish up in the last several minutes of the program discipline so we can let it go and get on with our lives and be great parents and grateful children and a less violent society. She said, batting her baby blue eye. Yeah, right. And the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny. All right, here we go.
All right, so the next comment we have here is, physical punishments equal lazy parenting. And I kind of agree with that personally.
Well, you know, I think it's not only lazy, although I think it's just doing what was done to us. Which, you know, if you can look back at your parenting, as how you were parented and thinking, wow, that's exactly how I want to do it, that's one thing. But most of us look back and go, I don't know.
A little differently.
You know,
yeah,
you know, I wish. Yeah. And when you remember your father, your mother, it's quite often one of two things. It's when something was really unfair and you got punished, and that's what you took forward into adulthood, which is not exactly the point of parenting, to feel that your parent is a despot or a tyrant.
Right.
Or something that was completely out of character that was really fun and gentle, and that's what you remember. But I think as parents, what we want going forward for our kids is more of the latter and fewer of the former. That we really want them to feel that here is the model for how to raise a happy child and a confident child and a well-adjusted child and a child who understands responsibility, who takes responsibility for their behavior. We don't want little thugs, and we don't want little brats. That doesn't do us or the kids or our society any good. But the question is, how do you do it? And that's why we've spent so long on this topic of giving you different ways to think about your parenting, different ways of thinking about holding your child responsible for their behavior, different ways of dealing from a position of gentleness and firmness as opposed to just plain anger. She said, batting her baby blue eyes again. Her baby blue bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, so we just want you guys. We're just both, Shane and I, are whining.
Yeah,
enough to
feel
be,
bad.
We
for
want
us.
You to really. Yeah, we're whining. We really want you to feel like, geez, how cool are those people too? First of all, they didn't breathe on us, so we didn't get whatever they had. Because you know, that's that whole thing about people coming into work when they're sick and getting everybody else sick. Yeah, we didn't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
pretty
just
good.
Got, yeah, we were good. We were good, and we kept the whining at a minimum, and hopefully we didn't sound like we were about to be taken to the hospital.
Yeah, right.
We are whining. All right, no more whining. And we're both going to be so healthy tomorrow. It's going to be embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do it. Right. We'll do it. All right. We can just make it through, right?
Yeah, truly. All right. So what else you got?
Chris says, take away belongings, kind of what I was getting at yesterday. Limit comings and goings. So many options besides hitting them.
Yeah, yeah. And again, saying to your kid, what do you think is an appropriate punishment?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, and by doing that, I mean, the whole point of punishment isn't to catch your kids doing something wrong.
Yep.
It's to catch your kids doing something right and understanding consequence. So punishing your kid after the fact, unless it acts as a deterrent, and fear, as we know, ask anybody in advertising, fear is a short-term emotion. I mean, think about when you're on a plane and you're gripping the armrest.
Mm-hmm.
That after a while it dissipates.
Passes,
that fear doesn't work for it's a short term response. So that your kid may be fearful at that moment. When you say, "Well, let's come out to the woodshed." I mean, what does that mean? I'm gonna hurt you. You know, I'm your parent, and I'm only doing this because I love you. That seems to me to be literally whacked, that it doesn't make any emotional or logical sense. And think about how you felt when your parent did it to you. It didn't engender responsibility. It engendered fear as opposed, and shame, again, is a short-term emotion. What you want is responsibility, the sense of consequence. And so by saying to your kid, okay, what did you do? What do you think is an appropriate punishment? And again, my whole thing is, if you're not sure the kid did it, accusing them or asking if they did it is a waste of time. Because kids are going to lie about it.
Yeah.
And then you're into that, well, not only did you do it, but you lied to me.
Yeah.
What? I'm going to say, yeah, I did it so I can be punished. You know, if there's any shot at getting away with it, I'm going to try it. Which is human. That doesn't mean you've given birth to, you know, the Antichrist. It doesn't mean that you've raised this horrible child. It means that your child is a human being, just as you are. I mean, how many times have you called somebody up and you said, "Oh, I woke you up, didn't you?" No, I was,
awake. Right.
And you know they weren't.
Yep.
How many times have you called in, except us, sick to say, you know, and you weren't? We're sick and we didn't call in, so maybe that's a lie as well. But the point being, that figure out, as Shane says, that there's no reason to have amnesia about your childhood, because how you were treated is really a hallmark of how you can treat your kids, how you can go forward, better ways of doing it, understanding behavior. And the whole point about parenting is not to catch your kids doing something wrong. It's to help your children understand consequence. You've got a call there.
Yeah, I'll grab
that. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. And just, look, if nothing else, hopefully today's program and the headlines for the last couple of days have gotten you to think about your parenting a little more carefully. And as Chris Carter said, you know, that my mom did the best she could with, you know, but she was wrong. And I've learned a lot from that, and I will never do to my kids what she did to me. And there, which isn't to say that we sort of fuss at the last generation, but almost without exception, unless you intervene, you're going to do the same thing to your kids that was done to you. And your parents will do the same thing to you that was done to them. And if it was benign and loving and effective, that's one thing. If it wasn't, you better learn something else, and you better learn it quickly, because there is that tendency to do what we know. You know, it's called regression to an earlier form of behavior, especially when we're angry. And almost all disciplining has to do with anger, right? So, hopefully, we can now leave this in our dust. Do we have any more of those that we want to do?
Yeah, this one I really wanted to touch on. Okay. I like this. When younger, our oldest boy hated timeouts, so that worked great. Our youngest boy's anger escalated when he was in timeout, so I found that having him wash the floor worked out great to burn off the attitude. What do you think about chores?
I do. I'm a great fan of chores. I'm a great fan of allowances, because I think it's a way for kids to have their own
motivation.
And it sets up the model for, is it worth it to me to buy this, as opposed to mom and dad being your own ATM. So I'm a great fan. Although I do think that there are some things that kids should do as just being part of the household.
I agree.
I also do not think that kids should have to make their bed every day. That's why doors were invented.
that's right.
But, you know, I think kids need to feel that their room is their private place, and they can't eat food in there because you don't want varmints. And the door, my kid, when somebody was coming over, I mean, I can remember saying, if I can't get in there, I'm not tucking you in at night. So she would make a path. But when her friends came over, all of a sudden her room was clean. So, and I figured, I didn't care if she kept her room clean. I cared that she knew how to clean her room. And those are different issues. So, all right, folks, 855-99-DR-JOY. Do not give up on the podcast. They are there. It's just a little different, but just wander through it. Chain has put up some new instructions, so you'll be able to do it, and you can do it. I have great faith in you. And if not, you can call us, and Chain will walk you through it.
Download the podcast right now.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the
anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.